With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.
Then you're going to place the gun on a table or on something that...
Last year, at least 265 kids in the United States found a gun, pulled the trigger, and accidentally shot themselves or someone else. It wasn't always fatal, but it's something that very easily could have been avoided.
Yeah, the vast majority of firearms owners do responsibly store their firearms, but occasionally someone doesn't, and a tragedy can happen.
That's Bill Broussard, communications director for the National Shooting Sports Foundation. On Wednesday, the foundation hosted a firearms safety event with local law enforcement groups and the Professional Outdoor Media Association. The event marked the beginning of a new partnership between the Kalispell Police Department, the Flathead County Sheriff's Office, and Project Child Safe. The Shooting Sports Foundation started Project Child Safe in the late 90s to promote gun safety by distributing gun locks and educating owners about proper firearm storage. So far, 33 agencies in Montana have partnered with Project Child Safe.
I think Montana has a gun-owning culture, especially because it's a big hunting state. And I think that people who are more familiar with firearms and are using them regularly are more familiar with gun safety and take the right steps to responsibly store their firearms.
Roger Nassett is the chief of police at the Kalispell Police Department. Despite that gun culture, Nassett says that in the Flathead Valley, his officers are just as likely to respond to adults who have accidentally shot themselves.
We've had a couple deaths that we've investigated of people getting ready to clean their firearms, and they ended up shooting themselves on accident. And the majority of the time, those are fatal injuries.
Is that something that a gun lock could prevent, though?
You know, it is. If you have a gun lock on a gun, there's no way it can be loaded. That's the key.
Most new guns come with locks. The lock is a piece of flexible metal cable that loops through the gun's action and attaches to a tiny padlock. Nassett and one of his officers demonstrated how to use the lock.
To place the lock down through the action, through the bottom of the magazine port, and again, lock it.
Project Child Safe has handed out 37 million firearm safety kits, which include gun locks, to 15,000 law enforcement departments across the country, and they report a 27% decline in fatal firearm accidents from 2003 to 2013. But if someone really wants to use the gun, they'll find a way, Nassett says.
You know, maybe the mental illness or obviously on drugs or some of those issues. You know, I think it takes more than a gun safe or a lock at that point. There needs to be some other intervention.
Gun accidents are a problem anywhere there are guns. But in Montana, the number of times firearms are used for suicide is really high. Of the 40 youth suicides that happened in 2013, 75% were done with a firearm, according to the State Health Department. For adults, guns are involved in more than 90%. And while the Health Department's suicide prevention plan recommends safe storage of guns at home and gun locks, neither are currently mandated. Montana has some of the most hands-off gun regulations in the country, and it seems people want it that way.
I think to mandate something like that would be kind of a sticky wicket, and I don't know that people would actually support it, even though it seems to be very obvious for safety.
In the wake of the mass shooting in Orlando last Sunday, Senator John Tester is calling for stricter legislation that would keep guns out of the hands of potential terrorists, while Senator Steve Daines and Representative Ryan Zinke say the focus should be on radical Islam and ISIS, not gun control. At the gun safety event in Kalispell, the focus was less on gun regulation and more on what people can do in their own homes to make their communities a little safer. Amy Bronkhurst is the city clerk in Kalispell.
For me personally, I've always felt that owning a gun comes with a huge responsibility and some frustration that some people don't necessarily take it as seriously as they should.
She says the Orlando shooting is a reminder of that responsibility.
We all need to do what we can to make sure that our guns are not involved in anything tragic.
Gun locks and safety kits are available for free at the Kalispell Police Department and Flathead County Sheriff's Office. Reporting from Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.